So I qualified when I lived in Kansas.
Kansas.
So I lived a little west of Kansas City.
Okay.
So.
Michael Jorski, and your age is?
12.
12, and you now live in Clarendon Hills.
Yes.
And you play a lot of golf, apparently, at Cog Hill.
I do.
Okay. Well, you qualified once before to go to Augusta, but you did it when you lived in Kansas. But tell us about getting down there the first time, and if you think that will help you when you go this time.
It definitely will. I mean, I was just really nervous, and it was just, it's harder to see the actual beauty and the actual fun of being there. You're just too worried about, will I fail or will I succeed? Like, now I know it's like, it doesn't matter, have fun. Yeah. Like, you've made it there. You're the, out of all the kids that have tried, you're the, out of all the 12, 13-year-olds that tried, you're the one of the 10 that actually made it.
Mm-hmm. And when you get down there, and I know that some of the players that are playing in the Masters, they come out to watch you guys. What's that like when you turn around and people like maybe Jordan Spieth or some of those guys are standing there watching?
It's happened, and I just try to think of them like I mean it's really hard, but I try to think of them like just like spectators, but it's just like, oh my gosh, just pro, like Jordan Spieth, I mean Bubba Watson, Sergio was there, I mean just all of these amazing people who you just like, man, he's done it so many times, and you just want to do it too, and it's hard, but you just try and block him out. You just gotta focus. You gotta just focus on your game and just notice everything. Notice everything around you when you're not competing, and then but like when you're competing, like it's different. It's like before, you just think, you just gotta have fun and like think of why you're there, and how many kids haven't had the opportunity to see Augusta National, and how many people have not.
You were there in 2018, so which age group were you in when you went?
I was in the 7-9.
7-9, huh? And so when you got to Augusta, what did you do the best that day?
I absolutely bombed the drive, but and I was 8 at the time, and I was like, I was 8.5, and there are some kids who are about to turn 10, but like they're not 10 yet. So it's just like my driving was clearly, to me, the best it's been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I hit 2 drives and bombed them, but they're kids a year and a half older than me.
Yeah.
They're going to be kids a year and a half older than me when I get there too. So it's just like, you might not do well.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, standing wise, I did the best on the putt.
Okay.
But as a player, I did the best on the drive.
So what have you done to prepare for this year and go through all the qualifiers to earn this trip back again?
I mean, it's just, you just got to take it on as regular golf. And you just got to continue practicing how you practice. Because like, you gotta make sure you practice every aspect of your game, including your irons, because you have tournaments other than drive, chip, and putt, too.
And you play on the Cog Hill PGA Junior team?
Oh, yeah.
Arizona?
Yeah, I did. I was on that team. I played really well the first day, and not so great the second. And we didn't make it to the Final Four area, but it was a lot of fun. I mean,
have you practiced a lot at Cog Hill? I mean, I know they did a lot to the range, and they got Top Tracer, and they got the lights out there. Have you been out there more in the last year trying to get ready for this?
In the barn, our coach Kevin Weeks, he lets us practice in there, and it's not as cold. I'll tell you that. It's not 30 degrees. It's much nicer in there. And he's got Gears, he's got Trackman, Foresight, and some putting, Sam putting labs.
Yeah, he's got some pretty good putting stuff. I've been down there with him.
Yeah, he's, and He'll let me practice there.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down there every Monday and every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have lessons with them every other Tuesday.
Okay. Well, what do you really, I mean, this year, I mean, I know you'd love to win, but are you hoping to at least, you know, maybe do a little better than last time? Do you have any kind of goals for this year?
So I would love to do better on the chip. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've chipped amazing on drive, chip, and putt so far this year. And I did not do very well on the chip last time. I'm hoping to do better there, and I'm hoping that, I mean, I don't really want to say hoping. What's the best word?
Well,
I'll say I expect to do better, and I really want to finish top three. Mm-hmm. But I can only just go there, do the best I can, hope everyone else is worse.